Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Texter rates about Joe Biden. Because, look, this violent attack on the Tennessee legislature was absolutely green flagged by Washington earlier in the week. That's why it happened. And one of our texters on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line absolutely nails this. Remember when Joe Biden had a chance to address the Transgender Day of Vengeance wreaked on children? And his first comments dealt with his love of ice cream.
Yeah.
He giggled and laughed. But he got another chance, though, to get it right the next day. He was shuffling out of the White House, and he has to go by the press pool on his way to the helicopter. And I'd play the audio, but the sound of the helicopter is so loud, it's just the audio is not good. You could look it up because it's on my Twitter feed. It's absolutely appalling. He's asked again, hey, Senator Josh Hawley says this was an act of terror against mm-hmm. Christians.
Yeah.
And he laughs.
Yep.
Again, he laughs. So, you know, you're thinking, though, the first time might have just been socially inappropriate. I mean, Joe is very socially inappropriate. As, you know, psychopaths often are. I mean, they do not have socially appropriate reactions to things because they're not wired like the rest of us for empathy. And I don't mean that as a slam. I mean, Joe is a classic psychopath. So is Hunter. Do you think somebody pull him aside, hey, Joe, you know what, kids are dead here, so you cannot laugh when it comes up. You've got to pretend that you care. But he didn't. And he laughed. He laughed. Talked about children dying and said he didn't know. When you put that with three separate offices of the FBI making clear this week that not only, because it was their press people who were saying this stuff, not only, and I did the Battleground podcast on it yesterday. Now, to forecast this, and I didn't know at the time the violence had already broken out. Literally, as I'm forecasting it, the FBI said three times, no, we're not going to intervene in any way in the Trans Day of Vengeance. Well, how about if you just monitor these groups? They look really violent. One of their leaders is on Twitter, or was, till Elon Musk took him down, with a gun, promising to hurt people. Do you think we should take... No, no. Do you think you should monitor him? No. That was a thumbs up. Go for it. We're not going to interfere. Now, look, I'm sure Tennessee authorities can handle this. At least I hope they can. But, I mean, look at this. Look at the message this sends. Let me translate what they did, okay? Because they all know what they did. They're outraged that this trans shooter was killed. Why else would you hold a trans die-in while illegally protesting at the Tennessee legislature? Lee, trans die-in is where you're making the point, hey, our group is so put upon, we are so victimized, we're all dying, and we want you to see the visual of that. We'll all be killed. And so they faked being murdered. By who? I don't know, since nobody's dying. But they faked being murdered. This was a day after Joe Biden lauded, praised the idea of a trans day of visibility. They held the dying. If you've ever seen that, liberals do that. Yeah. It's a form of liberal protest. And I was, oh, look at us. We're dying. See, we're going to make you watch it. It's terrible. It's terrible. You should care. And you do that in Tennessee? After you illegally stormed, they did it. I mean, they were trespassing when they did it, just like the January 6th people.
Yeah.
You will not see, I'm going to make a prediction. You're not going to see a single one of these people arrested by federal authorities, period. Even though they all came over state lines to do it. We're going to read that article. All the arrests will be made by the Tennessee authorities and they won't be from Tennessee. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to do the same thing they did with Antifa in Atlanta. Shrug their shoulders. Mm-hmm. There won't be any federal charges. There won't be any federal investigation. There won't be any investigation into the money flow into these terrorist groups because they are terrorist groups. Antifa is a terrorist group. And the FBI will just gaff it off. And I mean, again, Atlanta was really the signal to these guys to go ahead and kick it up because remember the arrest in Atlanta? I think there's only two people that were actually from Georgia.
Right.
And the rest of those violent insurrectionists, who I will remind you, after attempting to assassinate an officer of the law and getting the appropriate immediate pushback punishment for that, which is death.
Right.
So glad nobody innocent was hurt in that one. It was left up to the Black Democrat mayor of Atlanta and Brian Kemp to charge them on terrorist charges. Yeah. This is a classic FBI case because of the crossing of state lines. That's what gives them jurisdiction. And yet they gaffed it off. Mm-hmm. So that was learned by the left. You can take your violent trans day of vengeance group and go break the law in these states. You can coordinate. You can cross state lines. You can have money that crosses state lines to fund it. And we are not going to touch you. That makes it very hard for these states to combat that, Lee, because these groups are organized at the national level. The money moves at the national level. The weapons training happens at the national level. And apparently the Molotov cocktail throwing instruction does, too. So you know what we're entering? And there is a person on my Rumble account who has absolutely nailed this today.
Okay, let's hear it.
And he said, you know, we are entering the phase of violence that will come now after the indictment of Trump. And he said, we know this from watching what? And he dropped my jaw. He said, the Russian Revolution. And I said, and I've been telling you for a long time, the Democrats are using the exact playbook that the Russian Marxists used to take that country in the run up to the Russian Revolution. And that's the 20-year period. And they began just as it began the Summer of Love by attacking officers, by attacking police officers and defunding police. That was a Russian Marxist idea that led to the Soviet Union.
Well,
and you have these armed insurrectionists who are Marxists, and that's what we're seeing in Tennessee.
It certainly looks like that these liberal progressives are trying to do everything they can to goad any Trump supporter into some type of activity that they can then be prosecuted or persecuted for.
I hope nobody on our side does something stupid. I hope nobody does because we will become the story.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they want. Yeah, that is the plan. That is literally the plan. This is the reason this is happening. This is the reason. To get somebody to do something that you can tie to Republicans or Donald Trump so that you can then have another narrative to push about the violent Trump supporters, the MAGA, the ultra-right-wing MAGA supporters. That's what this is all about. That's all this is. It's a PR job. That's what this indictment's about.
And you know what's interesting? In this country, you cannot speak this. But once again, the UK Daily Mail tells the world the truth in their headline this morning, talking about the trans day of vengeance, the trans shaman. And they say fears, quote, this is in their headline, fears of a left-wing uprising loom ahead of trans day of vengeance. Left-wing uprising. So they are acknowledging on the world stage, this is the world's most read newspaper by clicks and hits. They're acknowledging we got a left-wing violence problem in America. You will never see that in a mainstream American publication.
No, not at all.
But you will in a mainstream UK publication.
In America, all the violence is on the right, Tara. We all know that. That's established fact.
Yeah, and if the left is violent, it's just because they've been treated unfairly.
Right. Yeah.
But the absolute heartlessness of these groups to hold a die-in in the Tennessee legislature where trans people are faking their own deaths on, you know, to demonstrate how they're dying right after actual innocent people died at the hands of an enraged trans person. And remember, I mean, I'm still like just gobsmacked over the whole thing because, and you won't read this in an American newspaper, but you will at the UK Daily Mail. I mean, remember why she did the mass shooting? She was mad that her mom and dad would not let her wear male clothes in their house. The problem with that is she's 28.
I thought she was...
She lived at home.
Yeah.
She was having a temper tantrum that I would not put up with from either any of my children, yeah, and that I have not seen out of any of my children since they were 18 to 24 months old. But she was 28, and she wanted to wear male clothes around the house. And you're looking at it, and you're going, okay, she's unemployed. You want to wear male clothes? Awesome. Get your own apartment. Do what you want. No, I'm going to throw a temper tantrum and go kill some kids. And the trans community gets behind her. Gets behind her. Brandon Morse has a picture of this trans die-in where they're occupying the Tennessee legislature. A trans die-in after a trans person killed 6 people, including 3 children, is the height of absurdity.
Yep.
And you know what they're, you know what they're telegraphing? They're not going to say it, but I know what they're saying. They're outraged that the trans shooter was killed by police. That's what they're mad about. That's what they're mad about. And how do we know this for a fact? Because remember the statement of the Trans Day of Vengeance group. Lee, I read it. They said there were 2 tragedies. They spent 1 paragraph on, well, some kids died. And then they spent 15 paragraphs on the tragedy of the loss of the shooter. Now they're in Tennessee. They're outraged she was shot. They can't believe it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've got textures pointing me out to me. Oh, the Trans Day of Vengeance was canceled. Do you actually believe that? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're not going to have it in D.C. anymore, they say. No, they had it. It was yesterday. They just moved it to Nashville. I can't believe y'all fell for that. Oh, they canceled it. No, they didn't. Texter writes, our churches all need to be armed. Yeah, we have a lot of ministers, religious people who listen to this show, deacons. Yeah, you need arms. You need to, there should be a gun every time there's a service, probably more than one. I know a lot of you carry when you go to church. You're going to need to continue doing that. But I mean, if your church does not have armed security, you need it now. It's on. It is absolutely on with the way that the FBI and this administration, Department of Justice, has protected this group. Texture writes, Tara, the big burly Jason Whitlock was on Tucker last night with tears in his eyes. And he was right. This country as we know it is over. Talking about the Trump indictment. I'm going to go back into that a bit, but let me just stop right there, okay? No, it's not. No, it's not over. Come on, y'all. You kidding me? Okay. What you're watching right now is the end of a federal system that should have never existed. Our country's, what is our country? We think our country is. Or it's a federal government. No, it's not. Let me take you back a minute, okay? And tell you, we don't live in our founders' America. We've never seen that America. I'd love to go back and see it. When our founders started this country, they intended nothing but a weak central government that could only be governed with the consent of the states. The states were to gaff off federal idiocy. And the federal government was to have no way to combat that. How do we know that? Do you know what the source of funding for the federal government was to be, according to our founders? Our founders thought the income tax was slavery. They said it during the run-ups to both constitutional conventions. The first one failed in their speeches. You read the Federalist Papers. They abhorred the idea of an income tax. So the only funding source, for the most part, there were a couple other little ones, but the only funding source for the federal government was to be tariffs on foreign goods. Why? It was supposed to be a weak government. Zero income tax. zero income tax. Well, how can we do that? We can't fight. We had a military with no income tax. We won't have intelligence agents. We did. We had intelligence agencies. We had all of it. We did just fine. We did just fine. Until the 16th Amendment passed, creating the income tax. It was only supposed to be temporary, understand. It was for the World War I, and yeah, we were going to get rid of it. It was only going to be a couple percentages of your income. Just no big deal. Now it's like what? Depending, 15, 25. I mean, just depending on, you know, what you make, how you take in your income. And now every dollar we send to Washington funds tyranny against us. Okay? So what you're watching is the collapse of the federal system. That is a good thing because it was never supposed to get this big. The federal system is not America. The states are America. The consent of the governed is America. And it can't crash and burn fast enough, in my opinion. You want to do something? Let's repeal the 16th Amendment. Let's starve this sucker. Let's not go, hey, maybe someday we'll talk Kevin McCarthy into shutting down the FBI. No, we won't. Folks, we didn't have an FBI for over 100 years, and we were better off. It was great. We can't get by without a Department of Justice. We didn't have a Department of Justice. It's not in the Constitution. We have to clean up our corrupt institution. No, we don't. They were always going to be corrupt because they were never supposed to exist. Ron DeSantis finally said it. I've been waiting for 2 years, and I've said it to you. I said the spark that's going to bring it all down is when the first governor, I don't know who it's going to be, says, no, you will turn around at the state lines, and we are not extraditing somebody. The first sheriff, the first mayor, the first whoever who says to the feds, leave. You have no jurisdiction here. That is the fight that I've been waiting for. And Ron DeSantis finally said it. Didn't go all the way. He said, I'm not participating in the extradition of Trump from Florida. Good. That's the first step. Eventually, we're going to need to repel them at the borders. They are corrupt. What they are doing is unconstitutional, sick and twisted. And you know what we're doing right now? What you're looking at is the process of remembering. Remembering. The states were never supposed to be enslaved to the federal government. We pay all of this money in taxes, and then we have to behave real good so they'll give it back. Do you understand we were never supposed to have an income tax? Our founders abhorred the idea. The government was never supposed to get like this. It was never supposed to be the center of everything. The states were supposed to only go along with the federal government when it was a good deal for them. And they were supposed to ignore the federal government when it wasn't. And the federal government was never supposed to be able to respond in any way because it was supposed to be too weak. We've got to fix our institute. No, we need to pull the plug on it. Look, I don't even have time for a debate or a hearing from Jim Jordan, weaponization of government. Oh, pound the desk for 6 minutes, Jim. I don't even have time to defund the FBI. We got to pull the plug on the whole thing. You take down the 16th Amendment, it ends. We don't, we lose the country. So, I mean, when people say to me, oh, America is just... No. The America that you know, that's not America. We lost it already. We lost America back in 1916. We lost it. You've never lived in America. You don't know that kind of freedom. But we could. Because you know why we could? Because for the first time in about 115 years, you and you and you and you and you are waking up. And I hope that this Trump indictment shakes you to your core. I hope there are people listening today that have never listened before who are like, oh my gosh, they just indicted the president. Of course they did. There was no DOJ. There was no FBI. There's none of this stuff. And we were free and it was great. We were the light of the world. And we can be again, but we have to break the back of a federal system that was never meant to exist. Never meant to exist. I want to read this to you real quick because I tweeted a couple days ago. Now I can't find it. It was a list of all of the things that we had without a federal income tax. Here it is. Prior to 1913, Americans kept 100% of their earnings. Despite this, America had schools, roads, railroads, streets, subways, the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, intelligence agencies, and a bustling economy. We don't need to go back to 1990 or 1950. We weren't free then. We need to go back to 1912. Maybe, finally, what's happened this week with Trump and these left-wing domestic terrorists will wake Americans up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Even Jonathan Turley, the liberal law professor, agrees this is an historic moment in America. We've never seen this before.
If this theory is actually the basis of the indictment, then this is a rather ignoble moment in history. Donald Trump may be the first former president to be indicted, but if this is the standard, he won't be the last. And it's going to obviously get very fierce.
Yeah, you think? Okay, so here's what's going on. Right now, there are two criminal investigations going on into Trump. Well, him too. But Ron DeSantis. One of them is in Bexar County, Texas. And the sheriff, who is liberal, it's a blue county, and the attorney general, they are working on some kind of indictment quietly for DeSantis. So that's the backup indictment right there. And it's for sending their voters, the illegals, to Martha's Vineyard. They want them returned. So even though Democrats have done the same thing, Katie Hobbs done the same thing, but they're cool with that. But they want to get Ron DeSantis indicted. So understand, the dominoes are already set to roll. This is the new normal now. This is what we've taught the Democrats. They can expect, it has now become a right. This is what the president tells them, to indict whoever the front runner in the polls is in our party. And just to be safe, they've got the DeSantis case ready to go. So I want to correct something this morning. I started the show with this because we're real big on history on the show and understanding why things are happening. That's the most important thing. You can't stop it if you don't understand how we got here. This is not a watershed moment. This is not the first kangaroo court prosecution of Donald Trump. It is the second. Alvin Bragg might be going first, but he wasn't the first. And his is really kind of small and pathetic compared to the first one. Who did that? The Republican leadership. Most specifically, Lindsey Graham, Trey Gowdy, and I'll explain why, Mitch McConnell, and when he was Speaker, Paul Ryan. We taught them this. In 2017, I said it would become a right for the left to indict every one of our front runners. Okay, I want to go back through history. Trump wins. It's 2016. The summer before Trump wins, the CIA director goes to the White House. He tells Biden and Barack Obama, we know this because he took notes on it to cover his rear end. Hey, listen, Hillary's faking this Russia collusion thing, and the Russians know, and they're really mad. They know they didn't interfere in our election at all. What do you want us to do? I don't know what Biden and Trump and Obama said because that wasn't in the notes. By September of 2016, before Trump won, the FBI had been notified by the CIA. The Russia collusion hoax was being faked by Hillary, and the Russians were mad, really mad. Like, take countermeasures mad at the lies being told by Hillary. So the FBI knows this before Trump ever takes office. Now it's 2017. He wins. He's sworn in. And you remember Trey Gowdy told us they had a classified hearing with a Democrat contractor who ran the Democrats' DNC server. And they asked him, you know, hey, the FBI saying that the Russians hacked the server and they're colluding in the election or interfering in the election. That happened? And they're like, well, we don't have any evidence of that. Well, you don't have any evidence of hacking or interference? No. Well, then why are you saying it's the Russians? Tell me this made it up. So the FBI is lying? Yeah. Trey Gowdy would later admit the Republican leadership, including himself, he was in that classified hearing, would know by 2017 it was fake. Now remember, when Trump won, we won control of both houses with him. Who launched the first investigations of Trump using as a weapon the Department of Justice and the FBI? That was us. That was our leaders. What did Democrats? We had control of every committee. There were two investigations going to the House and two in the Senate. None of Hillary. And Mitch McConnell was a member of the Gang of Eight. So was Lindsey Graham. They knew it was all bogus. But what did Lindsey Graham do on a near daily basis? Go on television, tell us that the DOJ and the FBI was fantastic and Trump better comply, because if Trump didn't comply, they would join the Democrats in impeaching him. Do you remember that? Because I do. And Trey Gowdy would go on TV and say, Trump better shut up and comply, because the DOJ were good people. We need to get to the bottom of this. So they blocked Trump's path to fight. And for 2 years, we investigated him, knowing full well it was all bunk. There were a couple of Republicans who fought. John Ratcliffe and Jim Jordan, all those people. They would level 36 subpoenas at the FBI and the DOJ, 2017, 2018. But Paul Ryan blocked them. And so he told him, he basically blocked them by telling the FBI and the DOJ, you don't have to comply with these silly congressional subpoenas that carry the weight of law. Just ignore that. You keep on doing what you're doing, persecuting Trump. I want you to remember something. Russia collusion is not a crime. And yet, they use subpoena power against Donald Trump, his own party. And then the party protected the FBI and DOJ while they subpoenaed over a million documents from Trump, including in the Mueller investigation, even though collusion is not a crime. So we saw for the first time subpoena power in the United States of America being used as a sitting president with no crime. Folks, you can't subpoena stuff when there's no crime. But they did. So this is not the first kangaroo court. It's a pathetic knockoff of the first one. The first one was run by Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, Republicans. That's who did it. This is the second one. We taught the Democrats to do this. We taught the FBI. We taught the DOJ. We did it first. Not me and you, but the Republican Party. So, I mean, I had to turn it off yesterday. I'm the hypocrisy of the screaming on Fox News. Oh, these Democrats. What are you talking about, these Democrats? They're just copying us. What we let our leaders do. So, this is the second one. This has become a right. We taught them this. We corrupt, our leaders did. They corrupted the FBI. They corrupted the DOJ because Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan did not want to share the fundraising hall with Trump. They didn't want to. He was outraising them. He was taking over the levers of the Republican Party, and they wanted him in prison, and they didn't care what kind of kangaroo court did it. And they taught the Democrats it was okay, and it changed everything. By the way, Google Mitch McConnell this morning. He hasn't said a thing about this Trump indictment. He is the number one ranking member of our party. Number one. What does that say to the Democrats? You just go right on ahead. You just go right on ahead with that. We are fine with it. And don't tell me he fell and hit his head. That's why he didn't respond. Because guess what? He somehow responded yesterday screaming like a moron, Mitch McConnell did, because Congress because he wanted to protect the declaration of war against Iraq. He got nothing to say. So the Democrats know they're cool. Mitch is in on it with them. So let's not pretend the Democrats did this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As we watch the left-wing violence go down at the hands of transgender activists in Tennessee, the insurrection, complete with their own transgender shaman, you cannot make this up, in Tennessee. The FBI washing their hands of it, saying, oh, there's nothing wrong here. We don't see anything wrong. This is First Amendment protected activity. It is literally exactly what happened on January 6th. So it's no big deal, as long as the left is doing it. In fact, they were clear this week, we're not even monitoring these groups. We refuse. We have to protect their First Amendment rights. Not yours, theirs. So I wanted to go back over who is most at risk for what is called the rapid onset of gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria, we have decades of study of it, pioneered by Johns Hopkins, is not rapid onset. People who have gender dysphoria, most of them are males, tend to display it from a very early age. They don't just like join a new group in middle school and suddenly think they're a boy or a girl. That's not how it goes. So there's been a lot of study, believe it or not, of rapid onset gender dysphoria in terms of questioning whether it's real or it's a social phenomenon. Now, I know we're not supposed to ask these things. We're supposed to be silent and just agree and ignore science. But I thought I would go back to this March 2019 article. Study of it, published by Pelos One, which is a journal, a scientific journal. Who is most at risk for sudden onset gender dysphoria, which now makes up almost 90% of gender dysphoria cases? What puts you at risk of this? If the adults, this is from the study, if the adults in your home are 91% of their parents are white, 70.9% have a bachelor's degree, and 91.7% are female, and they favor gay marriage at an 85.9% rate. That's what puts you at risk for rapid onset gender dysphoria. Meanwhile, just a third of the population is white and female. Weird. It's a weirdly specific profile.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.